What up, everybody? It's your girl, Nasima. And back in November 2017, I did something kind of wild. I paid off a whopping $955,533.84 in debt. Yes, you heard that right. Nearly $1 million gone. How did I pull off that financial magic trick? Well, one of the biggest game changers for me was diving headfirst into the world of podcasts. I soaked up every bit of knowledge from folks sharing their money journeys, and it sparks a real change in how I handle my own. So now I'm flipping the script, and I'm here to share my stories with you every Tuesday. We're going to get real about it all, the wins, the oops moments, and those golden lessons learned along the way. Whether it's about scraping pennies or making big money moves, I've seen it all. So tune in, take notes, and let's get our financial freedom on. Y'all ready? Let's do this. I created a solution to solve the problem that I was having with my wardrobe that I know my friends have been telling me that they are struggling with, not being able to fit most of the stuff in your closet right now. If you're like me, you have clothes in your closet that you probably have for years that you keep around because of how much you paid for it. Are they still cute? But at the end of the day, you're hoping that you can still like fit back in it. It ain't working, sis. And so I have fluctuated about 30 pounds just over the last year. Obviously, I was pregnant. Now I'm not pregnant, but still like trying to lose that weight. So not trying to commit to buying new clothes that I am going to probably not fit into next month. So I created a way to keep me and you looking fly without putting a major dent in your pocket. And the best part about it is you can try it for free for a month. And after the first month, it is $50 a month for unlimited clothing plus free shipping. It's called Intentional Style Suite. And you can get all your favorite styles in your virtual closet and get two at a time, and you wear it as much as you want and switch out as much as you want. You send the items back whenever you're ready. You just click that you're ready to send it back, and you get items sent to you right away, even before you should put it in the mail. So you get free exchanges, free shipping, free dry cleaning, and the best part about it is there's no commitment. Cancel anytime. Head over to intentionalstylesuite.com and let me know what you think. You guys, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, and I just did the final numbers after going back to work, but I pay $3,400 a month for childcare. Let me say that again. I pay $3,400 a month for childcare. You know how much my mortgage is in Northern California, right outside of the San Francisco Bay Area, for a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house is $3,400. And that's how much I'm paying in childcare. It is blowing my mind. And I got this email from my friend Damian Peters, who has just sent out some very interesting emails about his life. And he writes over at, his pen name is The Pragmatic Mr. Peters. I love his emails. It catches you up on his life and what's going on. He's just an excellent writer. But the way that this email hit me was crazy. And in this email, he had this article cited, and it's an article from the U.S. Department of Labor, and it's titled, New Childcare Data Shows Prices Are Untenable for Families. I'm not going to read the summary that they have, but I'm going to put the link in the show notes for this article because it's so good for you to check out. The facts in here are ridiculous. So families with younger children in the United States pay a lot of money for childcare, whether it's for after school care or full daycare for infants. Childcare consumes a large share of families' income among those who pay for childcare services. The National Database of Childcare Prices is a new source of data showing how prices vary by childcare provider type and age in 2,300 countries over 47 states. This makes the database the most comprehensive source of local childcare price data. Using this data, the Women's Bureau released a new report today that shows that childcare prices vary substantially across the country, but prices are untenable for families even in lower priced areas. Using the most recent data from 2018 and adjusted for inflation to 2022 dollars, childcare prices range from $4,800 which is a $5,357 in 2022 for school age home-based childcare in small counties to $15,417, which is $17,171 in 2022 for infant center-based care in very large counties. These prices represent between 8% and 19% of a median family's income per child. Before I get read more of this, I understand if people don't want to have kids today, I totally understand. Because these prices are ridiculous. These kids aren't cheap. And that's just for childcare. That's not clothes, food, none of this stuff. Kids is expensive these days. So in this report, they have two new interactive maps that show childcare prices and childcare prices as a share of family income at the county level. These prices show that in nearly every county, childcare prices were high relative to family income, pricing families out of paid childcare. Higher childcare prices are especially detrimental to maternal employment as mothers' employment drops in areas where, as mothers' employment drops in areas with more expensive childcare, even in places where women's wages are higher. I can definitely believe that. And the thing is that even though childcare is expensive, childcare providers are operating on a thin margin and childcare workers receive very low wages, a medium of $13.22 an hour. This is lower than almost any other occupation. And these are the people taking care of our kids, y'all. And wages fall below the living wage in the United States, failing to meet most childcare workers' basic needs. Low-paying childcare sector means that employers cannot attract sufficient workers, and many areas are considered childcare deserts, leaving families with limited options. Yet families cannot afford to pay more, meaning that the childcare sector needs substantial government investment to function adequately or even prosper. Quality, affordable, accessible child care supports higher employment and full-time work hours, reduces poverty, and reduces social economic disparities in employment and early child care education. You guys, this is like rocking my world. So not only am I paying a grip for child care, but the workers that are actually taking care of my children, who I love dearly, are barely making a living wage. And it's just ridiculous. And you know what? My childcare costs could be way more. Thankfully, I have extra hands on deck. Their dads chip in and my family and extended family helps take care of my kids. But I cannot imagine if I wasn't in this privileged position, what childcare would be like. And I know there's other countries and we can argue about how efficient government support is and all of these kind of things. But in other countries, childcare is a priority. I know in Japan, they have nannies come to your house that's fully supplemented by the government to come to your house, help you take care of your child. And I don't know. I think this is just a wake up call that something needs to shift. Capitalism in this case is not really working. I want to know from where you're at. I want you to take a look at this report. I want to know like how much you're paying in childcare, what has helped. In my dreams, I thought I was going to marry someone who had that mom, like usually like Caribbean or African moms, and they come and just swoop up and take care of your kids, not have to worry about childcare costs. But that ain't my reality. But what have you guys done to reduce childcare costs? How much you spending on childcare? Leave comments and let me know, because or hit me up, email me, DM me, whatever you want. Let me know so we can have a pity party together. And if you're in another country, I especially want to hear how much you're paying for childcare. All right. See you guys on Thursday.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Bye-bye.